So have you seen this place change over the years that you've been here, like economy-wise and stuff like that?
I feel as though the economy is a bustling economy here. There's a lot of productivity, a lot of trade. And I think it's the economy is increasing. I'm seeing the fruit economy, the agricultural economy that we're a part of, has always been strong, and it remains strong to this day.
How do you feel about the conventional marketing versus the organic marketing, or which would you like to farm better and which you think is easier and more effective?
That's an interesting question. I was thinking about that today when we were picking up some organic apples from Rogers Mesa Fruit, and I was thinking, well, if we were in a conventional, more conventional area, then we would be marketing conventional apple juice, probably. But I'm very grateful that we are in an organic area so that we are able to market an organic cider and juice, because I do feel as though I am more content farming with organic standards, being that there's a lot of kids and people in our orchards, and it seems to make more sense to me.
Can you understand why people choose not to farm organic?
Yeah, I think it's there's a lot of different factors that go into the answering that question, and I think the marketing piece and experience piece, and you know, as you know, Will, apples are very difficult to farm organically, and it's a very intensive process. And I think in some ways it makes sense to farm apples conventionally because of the worm, the coddling moth pressure that we do experience here in this little valley of ours. Apples might be a wiser crop to farm conventionally if you have that market and that opportunity.
Do you also feel that way about peaches and cherries and plums and other stuff like that?
I think that's a very good follow-up question, and I don't feel it's the same, because I feel as though you can farm cherries, at least in our region. I think it's a very similar process, and I think the organic inputs are just as effective and efficient as conventional inputs, and peaches, I feel, are the same. I think it's wiser to farm those stone fruits organically because the return is much higher, the process is a little safer, and it's very doable.
About how many people do you employ here and give jobs to, including your own store?
Our whole operation is employing quite a few people, Will. It's real seasonal, depends on the season. But I believe at certain parts of the year, we're probably employing 20, 25 people, whether we're, you know, when we're picking and the store is going and we're making juice, and we try to employ a number of people year round through making apple juice and pruning trees. And there's a lot of work to be done when you're trying to create a lot of value with agricultural products.
Thank you for this interview. It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you, Will.
This is Will Eula reporting for Pass the Mic.